Let's go to business news now. Nona Peltier has joined us in the studio. Hi, Nona. Falling interest rates, looming shake-up in the regulation of banks, but it's not denting their profits at all.
No, they're still making money, but they're making most of it these days. Well, a good part of their increase, 9% in the March quarter, was from non-interest income. So that's income other than what they were getting off interest rates, which have, you know, dropped, and that's put a squeeze on their margins. So no, they're not making as much from their interest as they were in the past. And they had a particularly hard quarter as well, because their mortgage lending was down about 15%, close to 15%. And that's partly because of the holidays, and there's typically a slowdown there. But it was a bit more prolonged. And so what does that really say? We don't know. But we have seen housing numbers which indicate that there's definitely been a slowdown in that market, and that's coming through into the banks. So even though they're making money, they're maybe not making quite as much as they have been.
Interesting. Hey, Michael Hill International has found that it is underpaying its workers and has been underpaying its workers in Australia for 6 years. That's not a good look, is it?
Not really, no. And it's going to cost the company. Now, they put out an update to the market today which showed that their retail sales are sluggish pretty much everywhere. And now they're estimating they're going to have to make some back payments of the order of someplace between 10 and 25 million Australian dollars. Not exactly sure how much. They're saying it's not material to the company, that they'll be able to weather through that. They're really sorry about the mistakes that they made.
So is it an accounting error, or what is it? Did they give any explanation?
They're saying that it was just basically they're reviewing it. The review is underway.
Right.
Now, remember, there's been quite a lot of change at Michael Hill. They had, of course, it used to be chaired by Michael Hill himself. He retired. His daughter took over. Then the chief executive, who had been in the job for a very long time, also stepped down. He was replaced by the chief financial officer, who just recently stepped down. So they've got a new chief executive. A lot of changes at the top. So that, you know, there could be some of those issues there in terms of continuity of management. It's hard to say, but it's definitely going to cost the money, cost the company some money. So there you go.
And it's under investigation.
And it is being reviewed, of course, yes.
And shall we do a quick twirl around the markets?
Why not? Yes, well, look, it looks like interest rates might fall in the United States, and that had a positive impact on the New Zealand dollar, which is buying 66.7 US cents. Now, yesterday that was at 66, so that's 0.75 cents. It's quite a lot. At 95.6 Australian, also quite a hefty rise there, and 53.2 pence.
Oh, up two.
Yes. Now, on the markets, now, I guess, well, anytime interest rates look like they're going to drop, the market usually likes that. And we've seen our market rise 0.33% today. That's 37 points up to close at 10,687. And just a note that Infratil closed up, well, 1.28%, so 1.33%, by 6 cents to $4.74 after the Commerce Commission gave it clearance to buy Vodafone.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Nona. Nona Peltier with our business roundup for today.